keyboard into place, your laptop exactly on the marked spot up here.
Here with your mouse?
What? No mouse needed?
I've got a touchpad. Do you know how I can wake it up?
Touchpad?
No, my laptop.
Slap it?
You with your brilliant ideas.
I don't know if I can touch the power button. Do you know how I can wake it up?
No. Yeah, try the power button.
Come on, move it. No, wake up, bitch.
Oh.
F5. F5 is what matters.
I've lost my screen.
Yeah, so did I. I closed
I don't.
it. That wasn't very smart, I guess. Come on. Get back to me.
Is there trouble with your laptops?
Yes.
What happened to yours?
I closed it.
Yeah.
You forgot your name.
Yeah.
You
My name is
You restarted it?
No, I didn't restart it.
No.
I just closed
Yeah?
it.
Now you open it, nothing happens?
Yes.
Just restart and I hope it
Hope it will work.
And hope it will work.
All right.
Did you restart it?
No.
I think this will
Yeah, close the laptop.
Yeah,
Yeah,
of course.
everybody's ready?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks.
Yep, okay.
Well, welcome to the kick-off meeting. I forgot to put my name over here. It's Maarten. So you all know. What is the agenda for today? Well, the opening is what I'm doing right now. We're gonna do some acquaintance things, give some examples of the tool training, project plan, discussion, and closing. We have 25 minutes. Okay, the project aim is to design a new remote control. Some of the objectives are that it has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So now we all know what our goal is. I forget the whole acquaintance part, but we all know each other. We all know each other's names. Joost,
Yes.
Guido, Antek.
Antek and Maarten.
Okay. I think we already been through that part.
Yeah.
Okay, it consists of three levels of design. We begin with the functional design, then we go to the conceptual design and the detailed design. Every level of design consists of some individual work, and we close it with a meeting. You all receive an email with a example of or explanation of what the particular level of design means to the different functions. You probably read that already,
Yes.
so I don't have to tell you about that. Okay, first we're gonna try some different things with the tools we have over here. So you get acquainted with these meeting tools. We have the smart boards. Those two boards. This is the presentation board, which one I'm using right now. You can there's a document folder called shared document folder. You can upload your documents to that folder, and then you can open them over here, and so you can do your PowerPoint presentations on this screen. We also have the whiteboard. We're gonna
Can we
skip
see the
to
whiteboard on our
No,
laptop?
no, just
No,
on the
I
screen
saw the
over there.
file, the smart board, but
Oh, no,
Thanks.
probably it's I don't know if the software is on the laptop, but it's mainly a thing for in the meeting, so I don't
Okay.
think it's I don't know if it's important. This is an explanation of the smart board. There is a toolbar over here. It's quite simple. You have the pen function, eraser function is like a very simple paint application. We use the same file during the whole day, and you can make new sheets by pressing on the blank button. works like this. Oh. The pen is selected, yes. Oh no no.
It's not a pen, it's
No.
not.
But it is pen. It's not working like a pen yet. Oh. It's doing some stuff now.
A little bit
So
slower.
you can use a pen, you can use an eraser. And you can make new new blanks. And you can change the line width and the color of the pen by pressing on forward, which you select pen format and select the current color or line width. So it's quite easy. Well, now you're all acquainted with the different tools. Alright, we're gonna try out the electronic whiteboard. Every participant should draw its favorite animal and sum up its favorite characteristics on a blank sheet with different colors with different pen widths. Well, I'll start off then. I'll use this same sheet. I'll use some different color right now. Is black.
Yellow.
Oh, this is just useless drawings. Well, teeth. Well, they are not supposed to be green or whatever color it is. Okay. What was I have some to sum up its favorite characteristic. Well, I like its sharp, razor sharp teeth, plus the big forehead and the small small actual face, and I like its overall aggressive look, and that's what I like about the piranha. I think that's kind of what the intention should be. Well, who wants to be next?
Nobody, I guess.
I will
go
try.
Hero.
Yeah, I will try.
Make a new sheet. Just by pressing on blank.
Blank?
Yeah.
Okay, then pen again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so in the format menu you can choose the different colors and the
okay.
Format.
Oh, control. Perfect. I don't know what my favorite animal is, but the easiest animal I can think is a bird. Owl.
You know, I thought of that actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't it quite, it's a little bit light. Another color maybe? A red one.
that's something
about your favorite characteristics of
its simplicity.
Yeah, it's the most simple animal I know. I don't know, maybe because they're such free and maybe in the sky or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Shall I take more birds?
No.
Thomas.
We get your point.
Okay.
Who wants to be next?
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. I'll go next. Thanks. I haven't got a favorite animal too, so.
Pictionary.
What should I draw?
A cow.
Thank you, I'll draw a penguin. I'll draw a penguin, whatever. I can draw, so you can start to laugh already. Whatever, something like that. It's better than your bird.
Yeah.
Everything's better than your bird.
True.
Whatever. Hey, it's blue. No. Whatever. I like its ugliness. And yeah. Whatever. The way it walks or whatever.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay.
Drawing.
I'm going to draw a cat. I don't know why, but cat is a very smart animal. And you can have them at home, which is not the case with penguins and.
But you can have a piranha at home.
Yes,
or a lion.
Yeah.
I mean a bird.
Don't mess with my bird. Not very very good drawn, but
mm.
I could see a
cat.
Cat.
It's
almost a pure idea.
I don't think I don't think Darwin would agree with that.
His eyes. It's a nice cat. He's crying, but.
He's crying because of his ugliness.
What do you like about it then?
Most cats are small.
Oh.
You can handle them.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then we are through the tool training, I guess.
I wouldn't call it training.
Okay, this is something about project finance. The selling price of our remote control is going to be €25. And our profit aim is €15 million. We're very ambitious on this one. The market range is international, so it's going to be sold worldwide. And the production cost should be a maximum of €12.50 per remote control. So that's clear to you guys. Yeah? Okay, we're now going to discuss some stuff. We're going to brainstorm about what kind of remote control is going to be. Well, tell me about your experiences with the remote controls. Do you have good experiences with remote controls, or do they annoy you sometimes? Are they difficult to understand, or maybe they don't interact with different kind of equipment very well?
I don't think the four of us got problems with remote controls, but if you see elderly people, all these buttons, and then they buy a new TV because their previous one was stolen or whatever.
Okay.
And then a totally different remote control with different functions on different places, and half of the functions are removed or whatever. So I think what we need is a clear remote control with grouped buttons, all the buttons which apply to the text functions in one
different functions
Well, one
of
area or whatever, not like the button to enter text on top of the remote control and the button to yeah, to minimize it to this or whatever, other
Okay.
functions totally somewhere else. I
Yeah.
think we should group them. Same
Okay.
for the volume buttons and
Yeah. Is it gonna be a remote control that's what it can be used for different kind of equipment, like your TV and your
Well,
home stereo?
I was thinking since a TV is mostly used together with a VCR or a DVD player or
Mhm.
recorder and not with a stereo, I think it should be good to include functions for VCRs and DVD
But
players, recorders.
DVD players and home cinema sets often
Yeah.
double as stereo hi-fi sets, probably. That's what, from my
I don't
experience.
know, hi-fi set is not often used as I know of in combination with the television.
But we're gonna.
It's only for television, I thought.
Yes.
Not.
Oh, it is only for
Of
television?
I thought it was only for television,
Yes, it is only for
so
television,
we
but
probably don't
So
have to
what
Well,
have functions for DVD players.
what
Well, we're
what
gonna brainstorm
document
about that. If we think it's useful, we do it.
What where did it where did you find that?
In the email.
Oh, okay.
That's right,
But
it said television
it said
remote control, but
yeah, television
I
remote
was thinking
control.
since
Yeah,
it
but
is used
most
with
television
DVD.
remote controls support other functions as well.
Yes,
So
that's
well, we have
two
to think
extras.
about that. Okay, but we've gonna put some is so user friendliness is a priority in this
Yeah, else
case.
Yeah,
no one's gonna
yeah.
buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
Gonna
guess.
be the experts.
Well, this maybe is some aspect of the or some point at which we can excel by making it very useful. Well, then you're the usability man, so this is gonna be a very important task for you then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, other ideas, how can we make it trendy or something, by just shape and the look of it?
To go with fashion.
Maybe a can opener underneath it? I don't know. Or
Here.
something special, like MP3 player inside of it,
No, I
or
think
well, then the production cost is gonna be too high,
Yeah, way too high.
I think we have to keep it simple
Yeah.
to get a whole market. It's international,
Okay.
so
Maybe with
we
different
have to
type of
use the
fronts,
standard.
or well, it has to be
Well, that's
something
an idea, of course, yes.
spectacular, which makes it. We can skip back to the goals, probably.
Sure.
Original, trendly, and user-friendly. Well, we also already talked about user-friendliness. Oh, well, something trendy and original, well, that goes hand in hand, I guess.
Yeah.
When something is original, tends to be trendy, probably. Well, you should make a combination of that. Okay, so you. The technical part of the process is something you're gonna look after for. So you have to think about what kind of equipment you want to you want to manage with it. When is an important part for you then,
User-friendly.
regards to the user-friendly part of it. Well, and you should look out for what makes it trendy. Well, like some special feature or some, that it gets
Yes.
some gadgetness or something.
Yes, what the market wishes.
Okay. Well, closing. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. Individual acting. So the industrial designer will, or the working design, of course, will already said that. The user interface designer, is it user? User
Yeah.
interface, the technical functions design, and the management expert, of the marketing expert, user requirements specific. Well, that's all was already clear to us. Specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach. I don't know how much time we have left. Oh, not many, I guess. We started at 12.
Just got a message.
Oh, and what does it say?
And it said
Oh, I got
5 minutes, so we got 4 and a half.
Okay, well,
I didn't get a message.
No. He's the
Oh,
whatever.
the project
Team
manager.
leader.
No,
Team
we're
leader.
ahead of schedule then.
He is the whatever.
Can close it. I'm gonna make some minutes or take some minutes. And
Yes.
it's clear you can put the stuff in the project documents, presentations, you can all. Well,
Project
we were all.
project documents is for shown on the whiteboard.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but we're all familiar with Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We're gonna write some stuff down and then we're ready.
Okay.
Well, we can leave already, I guess. Should we go to
Yeah.
or should we, or is it too important that we leave it exact
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't
Yes?
Yes.
Right.
We'll see each other in 30 minutes.
Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
I will need it.